This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Uncertainty, as we have said more than once on this radio program, makes businesses nervous. Same thing happens with people, too. They can get edgy and self-protective when they don't know what's going on. You throw in weather events straight out of the Bible and maybe more than the normal amount of daily anxieties, and all of a sudden, businesses that cater to customers worried about everything from losing power in a storm to the breakdown of society get a big bump in sales. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Survivalist used to be just another way of saying right-wing extremist who either hated the government, thought the world would end, or both. But then Hurricane Katrina hit, the economy collapsed, and Superstorm Sandy devastated New York City and New Jersey. Jim Rawls runs the website Survival Blog.
People are feeling anxiety about the economy, about the threat of pandemics, you name it. Preparedness has become big business.
The most expensive thing we sell is your supply of food. It's about $3,500.
Jonathan Dick is marketing director at the Ready Store, an online firm based in Utah that sells emergency preparedness supplies. Dick estimates consumers spend $500 million a year on things like water storage tanks, shelters, battery-powered radios, and, of course, food rations. And then there are all the trade shows, like the Self-Reliance Expo run by Ron Douglas, an entrepreneur in Colorado.
Soap making, candle making, I think we have bread baking, full-on gardening classes, raising rabbits.
Douglas, who charges $10 for a two-day pass to the expo, says he's seen crowds swell from several thousand a few years ago to more than 10,000 these days. You don't have to tell Douglas that this self-reliance industry is becoming more mainstream. He sees it.
You'll see a guy sitting there in dreadlocks and flip-flops, and two seats down is a camoed-out guy, and two seats down from him is a mother with a stroller.
When it comes to marketing, though, Jonathan Dick at the Ready Store says the industry still has some work to do.
If you start shopping around, you'll notice pretty quickly that there is a lot of doom and gloom out there. And frankly, I think there's a lot of people trying to get people to buy stuff by making them afraid.
Dick says, in a way, loading up on solar panels, extra food and equipment isn't much different than an insurance policy that customers hopefully won't ever need. But if they do, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.